There's something about the holidays that makes me want to spend time with people, and I'm glad I can do that over the airwaves.
Tonight, we'll be preparing the signature family ham glaze recipe for honey glazed ham with a side of green bean casserole.
Before I got on the road, I stopped at Walmart and bought as many Noche Buenas as I could fit in my car.
It's the tradition in my chosen family, you see. Just a bunch of old gays coming out for this gay old time.
If I had a nickel for every time somebody told me Merry Christmas and looked at me like I was crazy when I said Fox and Mer back, I could just buy a new radio instead of fixing this piece of junk.
Joy, are you still there?
Theoretically, I can get in contact with anyone down on Earth with my trusty Kenwood radio.
Wow, that's some signal. How's your Christmas going, Joy?
My partner couldn't get out of a family function, so I'm alone tonight. It's difficult being away from everyone.
Well, I have to choose between Judaism and the stars.
Some people really do miss that at-home holiday charm, even if they don't miss the people they associate it with.
What about my Christmas, though? Why do I have to suffer so other people can have a magical Christmas?
Listen, people have done weirder things to get out of meeting their in-laws.
Joy to the World is an orbiting holiday audio drama. This limited series follows Joy, an astronaut alone on the International Space Station, as they take calls from around the world on a lonely Christmas Eve. Find out more about the show online at joytotheworld.space.
Food is an important part of our lives. Not only do we need it to be strong and healthy, but it can be a way we connect with others, like when you're sitting around the dinner table with friends or family. So what happens when someone commits a food crime? Food crimes are things like sneaking Halloween candy before school with a sibling, or making dessert that only you like, even when the whole family was looking forward to dessert. There are two sides to every story, so when a food crime is committed, we simply have to hear the whole truth. And in the show Food Crimes, you can listen as real kids bring their real stories to the food court. They explain the crime in question and make their case to the judge. So if you'd like to see if justice is served, be sure to listen to Food Crimes wherever you listen to podcasts.